Hey guys, what's up? It is Alicia Carlson here, the founder of The Strong Her Way. We are all about food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. Today, we are going to be talking about health coaching versus weight loss coaching. I really feel like it is time that we have this conversation, especially since I've been hearing a lot more about this, have been getting a lot more questions, really about the differences and things like that from colleagues and clients coming to me. So I really want to just kind of explore potentially like how these two styles of coaching are connected. And then for sure, we're going to look at the differences and really just kind of walking you through if you are serious about hiring a coach, which kind of coaching would maybe be the best fit for you. They are not the same. However, oftentimes they do end up being marketed as one and the same, right? Or health coaching is being marketed and the primary focus is essentially weight loss. So just really kind of be onto that and be aware of that. Nothing is wrong with either type of coaching, in my opinion. I think that either is totally fine, but I really do think it is important for the client to know exactly what they're getting when they hire a coach. There are so many ways that you can end up measuring your health other than weight loss or weight gain. And a lot of times, sadly, I feel like that's kind of the message. That's the overall message that's being marketed. So in most cases, just simple lifestyle changes or behavior changes are going to impact your health more than weight loss ever will. So again, no shame or no shade if you want to lose weight. I think that's 100% your choice. I think that you should be able to set any goal that you want without feeling guilty or feeling ashamed of it. I do, however, want to kind of just caution you or really just like inspire you to think about your reasons why for any of your goals, right? Not just the weight loss goals, but any of the goals. And I think specifically, you know, when we're looking at like weight loss goals or physique related goals, a really important reason to dig deep and kind of discover the why is we want to make sure that you're setting that goal for yourself, that you're not setting that goal to fit somebody else's expectation or what somebody else thinks that you should look like, but we really want you to be connected to that goal, connected to the why behind it, so that you don't end up getting to the goal, right? Getting to the goal weight and not being happy, right? Not being happy in your life, in your marriage, or your body. And this is something that I really struggled with as well. If you've been around the podcast, you maybe heard, you know, some of my stories, but there was a point where I was super lean, like figure competition ready. And I remember, you know, quote unquote, being like the healthiest or the leanest that I'd ever been, thinking that, you know, in my mind, it was always this thought that, you know, if I just looked better or if I just had a better body, or if I was just a little bit leaner or a little bit lighter, you know, then I would be more confident, or then, you know, my husband would find me more attractive, or, you know, just all these different thoughts that I had. And those were the things that were kind of driving me towards this goal, that when I got to the goal, I felt kind of let down. I felt like, you know, man, I'm missing something. And ironically, it was at that point that, you know, our marriage was in the worst condition that it had ever been. I felt like I was not being the mom that I wanted to be. I was not showing up as the wife that I wanted to be. So I think for me, especially, you know, when I'm working with clients and they have, you know, these goals about changing their bodies, I think it's fine, but I want it to be your goal. And I want you to really be super clear on the reasons why. And I want you to like those reasons. I want you to be in love with those reasons. So the first thing that you want to consider when you're looking to hire a coach is, what type of coaching do you want and that you think that you're going to need for your goals? Then you want to start kind of doing your research. So perhaps you already know a coach who could help you with this specific goal. You might be able to ask around to other friends. You can find them on social media or Google. You could find a coach anywhere, I feel like, these days. But just having that clarity around your goals and, you know, then kind of taking that step to do some research can be super helpful. One thing to just kind of consider and keep in mind when hiring a coach is that our industry isn't regulated. So like personal training is, but health coaching and things like that is not regulated. So there aren't any specific standards in place for people to become a coach. For most people in situations, I really don't think that this is a problem. However, if you do have like a specific health issue or concern that you're working with or working around, You may just want to kind of do that research to find a coach who specializes in that, or that is able to kind of partner with maybe some of your other practitioners to help you reach your goals. So you just want to make sure, you know, that you're finding somebody who can kind of work with maybe some special concerns or needs that you have. Finally, when you've narrowed it down to a couple different coaches, schedule consults with them. So this is just as much about you getting to know the coach as them getting to know you and your goals and your current situation. Feel free to ask them questions, and then you two can decide together what that best course of action is going to be for you. So maybe it is working with that coach, maybe it's not working with that coach. But, you know, either way, you both can kind of come together and chat about your goals, chat about where you're at, what you've tried, where you want to be, and then you can kind of decide like what's going to be that next best step for you. So I do feel like also another thing that could be super helpful here is to really just have an idea of what you would want in a coach. So there might even be a chance that you don't know if this is your first coaching experience, and that's totally fine. But just kind of think about, you know, okay, what would be the important things to you in working with somebody on the, you know, on this topic for you? Or, you know, what's the experience that you would want to have? Like, do you want to feel connected to them? What's maybe the personality that you're looking for? So just kind of be thinking about that. And then I think also it's important to kind of touch on here too, the difference between coaching and therapy. So kind of at a big higher level, therapy is great to kind of help you process like past traumas or past experiences. Whereas coaching is great for when you are kind of ready to move on and you're ready to move forward. So I like to think about therapy as kind of like processing the past and sort of working through maybe any unresolved past things that are happening. And then coaching can kind of partner with therapy, absolutely, sort of depending on your situation. Or coaching is a great tool to kind of introduce maybe after you've processed some of the past stuff with your therapist and you're now at a good baseline and you're ready to really be like more forward thinking and future thinking, really thinking towards the goals. But if there's some past stuff that's really unresolved, sometimes that can kind of impede, I guess, maybe the progress that you can make with a coach. But that's where talking to a coach, talking to a therapist or whatever, and just kind of figuring out, you know, would you be good to do both at the same time? Or, you know, do you want to work with a therapist for a little while and then move into coaching? So a problem that might come up for you is that there are literally thousands of coaches out there, and it might take some time for you to find the one that you click with. Try not to get overwhelmed, but also try not to really like sit on a decision for too long. I think if you find somebody that you resonate with, you feel like they can help you, or you trust and you believe that they can help you, then I think just make the decision and go for it. Because honestly, you know, I forget where I first heard this. I think it was a pastor, but it's essentially this idea that our best thinking has gotten us where we are. So it's like your best thinking, your best skill set so far has gotten you the results that you have. And if you don't yet have the results that you want, it's because you don't know how to get it, for lack of a better term, or for, you know, lack of a better way to say that. So that's really where I think having the coach, that objective perspective, somebody who is ahead of you that can kind of guide you or sort of light the flashlight, you know, put the flashlight on the path ahead of you, is incredibly helpful. Keeping in mind that your coach is not the one that can ever create the results for you. That's going to be you and you alone. But it's having that coach, it's having that guide and that relationship that can be so impactful, so powerful, and ultimately help you reach your goals faster and a heck of a lot easier. So coaching, I feel like, really is, it's just like turning the light on in your life. It's like turning the light on in your mind, on your habits, really just shining that spotlight. And so this is really the thing that I think could just be so helpful, is just recognizing that having coaching is literally like turning the light on in your life, in your mind, and on your habits. So quick story here. My husband just fixed the light in our closet, and it hadn't been working for so long. And I had been used to just kind of going into the closet and digging through the dresser or looking for my clothes in the dark. And he kind of cracked this joke saying that, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if I still didn't use the light. And one day, when he wasn't home, of course, I walked in there, I opened up the dresser, and I'm like rummaging through the dresser trying to find something to wear. And it sort of hit me that, oh yeah, you have the light. And so I flicked the light on, and it made that process of finding whatever it was that I was looking for so much easier. And that really got me thinking about how coaching is the same way. It's like, oftentimes, like, we can kind of get by in the dark, okay, right? Like, if as long as nobody moved the furniture, we can make our way through the dark, but we don't really recognize maybe how bad we're seeing, or, you know, how hard it is until we get the light, until we like flick the light on and we can see so much easier, so much clearer. And so I really do feel like this is what coaching is like for your mind and really just for your life and your habits. So at the end of the day, your coach is your cheerleader, but they're also going to be the one that kind of gives you that tough love, right? Especially the tough love that maybe your friends or your partner wouldn't. They can help you see the obstacles and those potential roadblocks. They can also help you map out a plan to sort of navigate those roadblocks and those obstacles. They're there to listen. They're there to ask questions and to really help you kind of just see from some different perspectives, because a lot of times that really is just what it takes, is just a little tweak in the perspective. The kind of coaching that I specialize in really helps you find kind of the root cause of the behaviors that you have around food, around the scale, your body, exercise. We do tons of exploration around your thoughts, because I often think that it's those thoughts, it's that mindset, those deep-seated beliefs that we have that really are creating the results that are driving our actions. The crazy thing, though, is that we often don't even know that it's our thoughts, right? And that they're optional. We have been listening to maybe those same thoughts for so long that we start to mistake them for truth. One thing that I think that happens a lot, too, is that we think of our lives as sort of compartmentalized, meaning that every area is just kind of separate from the other. But how we behave in one area is for sure going to be showing up in the other areas too. So once you can start to notice those patterns of thinking and feeling and behaving, you can start to pattern interrupt. Having a deeper understanding of maybe why you're doing what you do is helpful in kind of helping you understand, you know, how to change or why you would even want to change those different patterns or behaviors. Oftentimes, we're going to have those habits and behaviors that we want to change, and we can get so frustrated when we can't, not realizing that the behavior is really just being driven by a feeling, which is ultimately being driven by a thought that we have. So being able to learn how to spot exactly which thoughts are creating which results is going to be such a powerful tool for you to have, which definitely comes through coaching. Because when you're able to be more aware of your thinking, aware of your feeling, and your choosing, how you decide on purpose to respond is going to become so much easier and so much more natural. So if you're thinking about hiring a coach, just get crystal clear on the goals that you have, decide what you want to work on, and what would be sort of those deal breakers for you. What do you want in a coach? What are you looking for? Don't be afraid to do that research. Get out there, ask the coach some questions on your consult calls, and just really kind of keeping in mind that you can work on your health with or without weight loss, and you can work on losing weight without actually becoming healthier in the process. Because remember, your health is about so much more than the number on the scale. It's about your relationship with yourself, with food, with your body, with others, exercise. It's about the emotional health and well-being that you have, the mental and the spiritual health as well. So hopefully this was helpful for you and just kind of helping you kind of navigate the different kinds of coaching between health coaching and weight loss coaching. Some things to really kind of think about if you're anticipating or planning to hire a coach in this area. And just to kind of give you some things to really consider that maybe you haven't even thought about with your own goals. So hopefully this was helpful. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with me. And of course, when you are ready to dive deeper into this work, and if you want to explore kind of my non-diet approach to food, fitness, and life transformation, you can shoot me an email, Alicia@AliciaCarlson.com. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again soon.